Hello.
Everybody, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast. This is episode number 29.
Wow.
Holy poop, we are the podcast that gives you Broadway
Holy
tips, tricks,
poop.
advice, and adventures.
I just processed that.
I'm Michelle,
I'm sorry. I'm Skylar.
and yes, I did say holy poop, and yes, I'm proud of it.
Exactly. I just processed it and I was like, ha, that's funny.
Can you imagine holy poop? Well, anyway,
Yeah.
on to other topics. Welcome back to the Love Letters of Broadway podcast. This week we have an exciting episode planned for you. We are going to be reviewing the one, the only Gypsy on Broadway.
Dun dun dun.
It was an interesting experience, but we're going to get to that a bit later on. Prior to getting that, we're going to do our usual hyperfixations and talk Broadway news, and we got a decent amount to talk about.
Yeah,
So
let's talking.
let's talk. So let's get started. Do you want to go first or shall I?
It doesn't matter. What do you want to do?
I could go.
Okie
So
dokie.
in
Talk it up,
regards,
woman.
I'm talking here. So my hyperfixations have all been fixated into one hyperfixation.
Okay.
I cannot stop listening to the Great Gatsby album.
Are you shooketh?
I am shooketh. So Skylar and I, this past week, we saw the Great Gatsby. Skylar, amazing as she is, rushed and got us front row.
Don't know how.
I will never be the same.
Literally.
My life has been changed. And it's interesting because when we saw Great Gatsby before, this wasn't our first time. We sat further back in the orchestra and it felt like such a different show. And I don't think either of us really appreciated it.
Yeah.
But now it's like a whole new experience and like I love it.
No, I agree
So
completely.
all of my hyperfixation songs are from The Great Gatsby.
Okay.
So in third place, we have For Her.
Amazing. But
Well, I'm listening to the album version. So it's the Jeremy Jordan
okay.
version, but if I could get the Ryan McCartan version, I would prefer that. The second song is also, a Gatsby song. I prefer, again, the Ryan version, but I'll make do with Jeremy. Oh, I said that weird. I'll make do with Jeremy. Is Patches Coming Up? Oh my God, I can't talk.
Oh my
It's
gosh.
Past Is Catching Up to Me.
Your past is getting you. You can't talk.
It's getting me. I can't talk. That number, Ryan McCartan singing that number live, front row. I felt like my soul left my body, did some ballerina spins, and entered again.
Was watching his, this is gonna sound so strange, and I don't mean it creepily, but I was watching his mouth. And the way he,
Yes.
when he was holding notes and like shaping it during it, I was like, dang boy, he put some work into that song.
Oh, he did, and I was feeling and doing the same exact thing, so I'm glad I'm not
Right?
alone.
It's like, dang.
And then in first place is Roaring On, which I've had in my hyperfixations before. I just love that
Yeah.
number, and I think it's such a great way to open a show.
It really is. It's so cool. And their
It set
costumes, damn.
Ugh, they're gorgeous, and it sets the tone so well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm shocked at how much like our perspective changed of the show.
It's like a
Overall.
whole different
Yeah.
thing now.
It's like a new obsession.
And we are very we must go again soon.
Yeah, before like the some of the leads leave. Like I know
Yes.
Noah is gonna be leaving, Sarah Chase, John, I can't say his last name, but the guy who plays Tom Buchanan need to go see him again. That's a must.
Skylar's
That's a must.
developed a little bit of a
Hyperfixation.
Skylar and John sitting in a
Oh
tree.
my God. A hyperfixation of the week. We didn't see him when we saw it the first time. We saw the understudy. I remember when we looked in the playbill, we were like, oh, okay, like that's fine. I regret being like, that's fine because I need to see him more than once. But yeah.
So
Got
good.
a giant signature. I
Oh my God. I was
don't know.
shooketh. She was
Shooketh.
shooketh. It was very entertaining for me to witness. But it's okay. I was shooketh by Ryan, so he got me the whole show, man.
Yeah. He is the perfect Gatsby. I don't think we're gonna talk
Perfect.
about it. We have Redwood coming up after Gypsy and then Gatsby, but like we'll talk about it because he was perfection.
I almost think we need to flip Redwood and Gatsby because I think I need to talk about it sooner.
Yeah, we could do that. Either
Maybe we
or.
flip them.
Or
Redwood,
you
I
might
could hold off talking about.
so disappointing.
We
We might
didn't like
even
it.
see Gatsby again before we start talking about it. Like, you never know us. We're
We
crazy in that way.
almost did. So I actually coincidentally won the lottery for Gatsby, but we ended up passing on the tickets. But
Yeah.
that was crazy in itself to win again.
Yeah, like insane. Insane.
So yeah, those are really my hyperfixations of the week. I don't really have TV shows. I haven't really been watching TV. I don't really have books. I guess one hi random hyperfixation that I'll mention, and this is for all my people out there who are on the same side of TikTok as me. If you're on the same side of TikTok as me, you should look up the company Love Luxury. It's these people like in Dubai and London who like resell Hermes handbags, and somehow their videos, I've ended up on their side of TikTok, and I cannot stop watching their videos. It's like ASMR for me. And it's just like these like rich snooty people, they come in and they're like, "I want to buy a bag today." And they're like, "Okay, how can I help you with the bag? What are you looking for?" And they're like, "I need a new Hermes bag. This one is not expensive enough for me." And then they buy like
What
bags,
the heck?
and then they buy bags for like 30 to 40,000 pounds. And it's so crazy. And I could never imagine spending that kind of money. But now I keep trying to find for myself a working bag, which is the fake version of the Birkin Hermes bag.
Oh
So I see people are selling the working on TikTok, so I'm trying to get that. But
God. What in the heck? I've never even seen
I
those.
somehow landed on this side of TikTok and I don't regret it. And it's funny because now I keep getting videos on my FYP of people parodying these videos.
Oh, that's funny.
So like they're trying to like this one guy who pretends to be like at Love Luxury. I'll send you a video on them, but
Yeah, definitely.
I
That's
want to know,
funny.
is anyone else out there on Love Luxury TikTok?
Yeah, comment on our latest something, TikTok, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious, because I've never seen one. My TikTok is like right now all Little Shop of Horrors. Like that's all it
Yeah.
is.
Well, because Milo and Liz just premiered last night.
Yeah, so that's funny though. So you're obsessed with that. That's funny.
It's like ASMR for me. It puts me to sleep.
I like the TikToks where people like organize or like refill their pantry based on a certain color.
Yes, I'm on that
Oh,
side of TikTok too.
obsessed. Obsessed with that. But that's
But
a good week.
sometimes they confuse me because like they'll restock things in their fridge and they'll open packages and I'm like, how do you keep up to date with the expiration dates?
Yeah, there's a lot of food going on.
Yeah, like they'll pour milk from a container into a container and I'm like, well, now you don't know the expiration date. So
But then you
do you
think
really drink that
about
much milk?
it. No, probably. But also, like, how necessary is that? I know it's aesthetically pleasing, but I could never be that person. Like,
It's like
I
a waste of
organize.
time.
Like, my fridge is organized, but like the thought of buying containers to put my creamer in that's already in a container makes no sense to me.
No sense. For me, it's like I need labels and expiration dates. It makes
Oh
no sense to
yeah,
me.
definitely. That's crazy. So yeah, that's a good week you
Thank you. Yes, I enjoyed it.
had. Good week, good week.
Good week.
Okay, so my three are very similar but different. Whatever. At three, I feel like Shucked comes up like every other week, but especially this week, I've been obsessed with it again because of what happened. we went to see Drag the Musical on Sunday, and Andrew Duran, right? That's how you say his last name? Sat 2 seats away from us at the
That
show.
was crazy. No, but the craziest part is that Skylar and I were just joking around. We were like, Skylar, actually, no, I said it first. I said, Skylar, we're not looking around to see if who's in the audience. Because we always
Yeah.
try to make a joke, like someone's gonna come. So we're looking around jokingly, and then both of us at the same time turn our heads to the right, and boom, there he is sitting right next to Skylar.
Yeah, and we both went, nope, that did
Nope,
not just
nope.
happen. Yeah, that
No,
was
you.
crazy.
It was funny. You got silent, and I just go, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!"
Yes, and I was just like, shut up. No, there's no way that just happened. And so, and I feel like I brought up the song like last week on the podcast, but Somebody Will is like my jam. My jam. Like, so good. And you know what? Justice for Shucked. But I'm very excited to see Death Outlaw now. Dead Outlaw, I mean.
What is Dead Outlaw about? Do you
I don't
know?
know, but now I just want to go because I feel like it was a sign that we're supposed to go.
I agree. I think it was a sign. Like, what are the odds? It was crazy. And I will tell you, that boy was enjoying the show. Or if not, he
Oh.
put on a good face.
Yeah, no, he was cheering, laughing. Yeah, he liked it. It's hard not to like glance over. We were trying to like leave him alone, but it's so
Wait, well, we
crazy.
didn't say anything to him. I said to Skylar, we should, tell him we were fans of Shucked, but we got chickened out.
We chicken out hardcore, which we do a lot because we're like, I don't want to bother him. Like, he's out in the world enjoying his life. I don't want to bother him, but we should have. But
Yeah, and he was
whatever.
with someone. We couldn't figure out if it was a date, if it was a sister, if it was a friend.
Yeah, we didn't want to. Which, good for us. We're good people. That just shows we're good people.
Preach,
Yeah.
preach.
At number two, I have a song that you had, but I have the TikTok version. So
Course.
I found for her Ryan's version on TikTok that I've been playing.
Can you please send that to me?
Yeah, you don't have it?
No, but that is my preferred version.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
He's my
It's.
Gatsby.
Oh, he's my Gatsby. Yeah. Love Jeremy Jordan. Love you, boo, but like missed the mark a little bit on my head. And it was just so good. So that's at number two. And then number one, this is strange, but it's my favorite song from Gatsby, and it's Made to Last.
Which one
Favorite.
was
He's gonna none of this was made to last.
Oh, that one. That's a good one.
Where they're all just
Yes.
overlapping.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Obsessed. And I found it on TikTok, a live version. But it's Jeremy and Eva.
Don't see, that's the thing. Jeremy and Eva, they're hu amazing singers, huge names, but they did not make, I think, either of us feel the way we felt with Ryan and Sarah. Like, they portrayed such strong emotions as the characters. Like,
Yes.
I don't know, it's
And
not the
even I feel
same.
like Noah was on like a different level as Nick.
Well, I think his chemistry was better with Ryan than it was with
Yeah.
Jeremy.
It was so good. So good. So yeah, those are my songs. Book wise, I finished Blood of Hercules by Jasmine Moss. I rated it 4 out of 5. It was good. I definitely would say you have to really concentrate on the book. 'Cause you'll miss things. So I was reading it qu a little quick and I missed certain things and I had to go back. So just take your time and really like analyze it because like there's little cues into like what the ending is. And when I finished it, I was confused. So just take your time. But I recommend it. I thought it was good. And right now I just started James by Percival Everett. It's a very different book from me, and it's a reimagining re oh my God, reimagining of the adventures of Huckleberry Finn, but it's from the slave Jim, the enslaved person that's in that story, Jim's point of view of Huck and what's the other guy's Huck? Oh my gosh, why am I blanking?
I don't know. I never read it.
I'm blanking. Oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. The two boys, Huck and Ithafin? It's not Finn.
No, isn't Huckleberry's last name Finn?
Yeah, no, it's Huck and. Oh, that's kind of the crap of me. Wait, let me see. Tom Sawyer.
Oh
God damn. I'm
my God.
20 pages in.
That's the
So stupid. It's been a long day. I'm 20 pages in, and I think I'm really gonna like it. It's definitely a different book from what I usually read, but I wanted like a change of pace, so I'll let you guys know. That's kind of it. That's
Interesting.
my hyperfixations.
Interesting. I think it's a good list.
Yeah.
You're mixing
A
it
lot of
up with the
Gatsby.
books. A lot of Gatsby.
Lots.
But it's because
Lots.
we loved it. So I guess because we already spoke about Gatsby a bit before going into Broadway news. So this past week we've had a crazy day, well, crazy week,
Yeah.
but we specifically had a crazy Saturday. We tried to in-person rush, and you guys know we said we weren't really going to try them anymore, but we were like, you know what, F it, let's do it. So Skylar ran over to Gatsby, got us front row. I ran over to Outsiders. I regret it.
Oh
That
my God.
place was a madhouse.
We were so okay, so we drove past and we didn't see anybody outside. So we were both freaking out. We're like, oh my God, there's nobody there. Like, oh my God. No, they let them wait in the lobby.
But by the time I get into the lobby, there's like 40 people in there at least. And
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't know where I stayed because I think if we went somewhere else, we would have gotten tickets to a different show easily. But somehow there was a little hope in us, like maybe we'll get there. But like they sold out of the last rush ticket right before my turn at the window.
Yep.
But it's okay because it ended up leading us to our journey of getting rush tickets for Drag the Musical, which was amazing, and then getting to see what's his name?
And Andrew.
Andrew Durant. So yeah, it was worth it. I think
And
everything
we,
was meant to be for a reason.
yeah, like definitely. And we actually just like, we ate dinner and we went to drag because it was right by there. And it was like 6:50, right? And the show was at like 8. It was late. And
Yeah.
we just were like, let's just ask, because we were just gonna go home at that point. And the guy was like, trust me. He's like, I can't say where you're supposed to what seat number it is, but you just have to trust me. And we trusted him. And we got what, like row G
Which re in that theater is
for
actually
39.
like third row because that includes the can-can type tables.
Yes.
So it's like third row in the orchestra, which was the most amazing view. We saw everything.
It was only $39.
Such a great deal. I would do it again. I
Oh
would.
yeah, before it closes, definitely.
And we got to see Adam Pascal, who, oh my
Oh,
God.
chills, full
He
body
just
chills.
brought such another level to that role, but I loved it. I loved it way
Yeah.
more this time than I did last time. And again, I think it's because we sat closer. I think the seat locations really do make a difference.
Yeah, I never thought that until we've like experienced it.
That day in particular, sitting closer for Gatsby and sitting closer for Drag really made me view both shows differently.
Yeah, actually, like I really, really, really enjoy drag. Like
Yeah, it was
I've
so
been,
much fun.
yeah, and I feel like the jokes were like new, even though we've heard them. Like we were laughing so hard. It was such a great Saturday.
And we needed it.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, in general though, we've been having success with lotteries and rushes.
Yeah.
Skylar twice now, even though we haven't gone, she won the Mulan lottery just by coincidence.
Yeah.
I won, as I said earlier, I won the Great Gatsby lottery again today, but we decided not to take the tickets. And then I also won lottery today for Aladdin,
Which is
which
hard.
by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have already seen it. So
Yeah. We'll talk about it for. We might not do a full review of it. We might just.
why not? It's so great.
Oh, so maybe we'll.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I've seen it before, but Skylar's never seen it. So we'll figure it
Yeah,
out.
definitely.
But yeah, so that was crazy. I won two lotteries today. You won one today.
Yeah, like strange. And it was like what, like 3 o'clock I won? It was late.
Yeah. And especially Aladdin, like the Disney on Broadway lotteries are so hard to win.
Yeah, they really are.
But that's also why I was kind of like, I think we should really take them.
Yeah, definitely, because they are hard, which is shocking because I feel like they've been on Broadway for a long time. You think like people, but yeah.
I think it's because they're the tourist shows. Like
Yeah, that
people
makes
go to
sense.
that. But yeah, so that was very exciting. We've had a good week, and I think we're
Great
gonna
week.
have a really good week ahead.
Well, yeah, because we're also seeing the Jonathan Larson project. Yeah.
I'm excited for that one.
We got lots of exciting things going on.
Very exciting.
So I guess
So
let's move on to Broadway news.
First piece of Broadway news. John Proctor is the villain, has released a special for $29 tickets for Rush and Lottery. But you have to enter this special contest called Enter Your Villain Era to try to win this preview special pricing. So you can only enter now. Between now and March 3rd, and then winners are contacted on March 4th at 10 a.m. And if you win, you get a $29 ticket to sit in one of the first four rows of the theater. I actually just entered it as we've been sitting on here recording.
Oh, really? What does it entail?
You just put your name, your email, and your birthday, and that's it. You
That's
go right
it.
on the, you go right on their website and click Enter Your Villain Era.
Oh, I thought it was like a contest. Oh, that's good. So everyone, well, we want to win, but that's exciting. $29 for the first four rows, like,
Can't beat that.
no, you can't.
So that's an exciting piece of news. And it is being directed by Danya Taymor, who directed The Outsiders. Anyone who's an Outsiders fan knows that Maggie's in it. Everyone's been freaking out about that. So yeah, it's very exciting. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm definitely interested. I'm entering now too. I'm
I'm curious.
interested to see what it is.
Yeah, me too. I remember liking The Crucible whenever I had to read it in school. I thought it was like kind of interesting. So
Are they
I'm
updating it?
No, it's just about like this class who's like discussing The Crucible, and they're trying to prove why John Proctor, who's supposed to be the hero, is really the villain of the story.
Okay, so that should be funny, but interesting.
Yeah, I think we're gonna like it.
It's a play, right? Okay.
So previews are gonna start March 20th, and then opening night is April 14th.
Awesome.
Let's see here. Some other Broadway news.
Oh yeah, did you see? I have two things with Othello. First thing, did you see that you have to lock your phone away when you go see Othello?
Really?
Yeah, they're gonna put it in the cases. How do you feel about that?
I think it's not right safety wise.
It's very strange to me. I also, like, as somebody who doesn't use their phone, I'm frustrated that people can't be trusted.
Well, that too. I mean, we always turn off our phone during the show, but like, I just feel like for safety reasons, a person needs to be able to access their phone. And I don't
Yeah.
think in today's day and age you can not let people have access unless they're really going to have very high security going in. I'm assuming they are if they're doing this.
And you know what? It's a long show.
How long?
It could be, it varies by production, and obviously, Othello hasn't opened yet, so we don't. Oh, wait, has it? It could be like 2:45.
Oh, I don't know if
Yeah,
I feel comfortable with that.
it's 2 hours and 45 minutes, including one intermission. The one thing I will say, we don't use our phones, but if I go to the bathroom during intermission, I want my phone with me so if something happens, I can contact Michelle. And I know that's a little dramatic, but I always take my phone.
Well, I don't blame you. I feel the same way. Like, if that's why I'm saying, like, I think for safety reasons, it's not right that they're making people lock up their phones.
Yeah, I was shocked. I've only done it once, and it was for a stand-up show. It's strange. And then it causes like a whole process because then at the end you have to go pick up your phone. So then you're stuck waiting in line too.
Oh, so they're not even letting you keep like they lock your phone, but you keep it on your person. They're taking phones.
Oh, I don't know about that. Because the one I did, you had, they kept it. I don't know if maybe
See,
they let you keep it.
if they keep our phones, I honestly don't know if I'm gonna go see the show. 'Cause it really, I don't know, it really turns me off and makes me uncomfortable. I mean, I wanted to see Jake Gyllenhaal, but I don't know if I'll feel comfortable
Oh,
safety-wise.
okay. So they're giving you the yonder pouches.
What is that?
So that you keep on you, but the staff will lock it. When you're leaving, staff unlocks it and you have to turn it in. So you can't access your phone at all in those pouches.
I really don't like that. I just don't understand the need.
It says at intermission, you can access them.
But like,
But then you have to go find someone to open it.
oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I really don't like that.
I don't know why that's the new thing. I really hope that doesn't transfer to other theaters.
I don't know. Safety-wise, it makes me really uncomfortable that people can't get access to their phones if there's an emergency.
Yeah, it's definitely strange. I guess we'll see what how people react. And then the other thing with Othello, did you see that the setting is going to be that they're playing two former Marines?
Oh, no.
Yeah, which I'm curious. I don't know if it'll be a hit or a miss.
I don't know, it's things I was curious to see it, but like, I don't know, I feel a little iffy with it now.
Yeah, I mean we would only go if we won lottery because it's
Yeah.
crazy expensive. So I wonder.
I think I would have to wait to see what people say about the phone situation.
Yeah. No, definitely. But I'm curious about how they're gonna incorporate that setting into Othello.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my little Othello speech.
It was also announced this week that unfortunately Drag the Musical is closing.
So sad.
As we were just talking about how much we love it. It's going to be closing April 27th. But it is in talks to be moving to London. So all of you there internationally that are listening to us, congratulations, you win.
Yeah, literally. Go see it. Go see it. It's so
Definitely
important.
go. Definitely go. And actually, what's opening up, which we weren't going to discuss this a little bit later on, what's opening up at New World Stages is Heathers.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's the West End version is coming to Off-Broadway. I wonder if it's going to be in the same spot as Drag, and that's why Drag is closing.
But I was thinking too, there's a lot of shows. There's not a lot of shows there. There's empty theaters.
There are, but I don't know if Drag is one of the larger halls. I think it
Oh,
is.
maybe that makes sense. Because we saw Mama and Big Girl Now, and that was a tinier theater.
Yeah, I don't know what the other theaters look like besides those two. So I guess we'll see which hall it's going to be in.
We got to
But
grab tickets as soon as they go up.
oh yeah, I don't even want to wait for lottery for that. I just want to go.
No, because we have to see that.
We
That's a
never saw the
must.
original Heathers, so I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, we're going.
Working backwards, some other Broadway news. As we mentioned earlier, Elizabeth Gillies and Milo Manheim started their run in Little Shop of Horrors this past week on February 25th.
So exciting. I listened to some audio and it sounds so good.
I
She
think they're
sounds
doing,
incredible.
I thought
I
so
think,
too.
honestly, did you see the video that the Little Shop like production team posted of like the last Seymour and Audrey? I feel like Milo and Elizabeth look. Did I say Elizabeth? Why did I say Elizabeth? Yeah,
Well, it's her name,
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yeah.
They fit the roles more than that group did.
I agree. I think the last cast was a little old.
Right? Okay. Because I was like, okay, that's Seymour and Audrey.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I can't wait for us to see it. We're definitely going. So,
Oh, we're definitely going.
yeah, I can't wait. I think they're gonna be great. And I feel unfortunate because I see people are like saying mixed comments in the videos that have been leaked. But I think people just need to give them a chance. It was opening night. Like, they're gonna grow into the roles.
Yeah, no, definitely give them a chance. Definitely. And it's scary. I mean, wouldn't you be scared a little bit? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Another exciting news is O'Mary's original cast are coming back April 8th. So you have Cole coming back as Mary, Conrad as Mary's husband, James Scully as Mary's teacher, which I didn't realize he was in that. I love him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he was in a show at, oh my God, what show was it? That's gonna bother me. Was it You? He was in You, right?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
You know him? Yeah, he was in You. Yeah. He was 40 in You. So I'm excited. I think that's when we should definitely try maybe in-person rush for that.
Yeah, we've entered lottery so many times and we haven't won. I think in-person rush may be our best shot.
Yeah, definitely. I want to see that cast. But yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I think that's our last piece of Broadway news for the week.
Yeah. It was a week. It was a good week.
Good week for Broadway. Very good week for Broadway. And we got some exciting things coming up. We got a lot of shows opening shortly, so
The spring
stay
is where it's
tuned.
at. We need
Yeah.
spring. We need warmer weather because I froze my tuchus off for Gatsby
Yes.
and I don't want to do that again. Although I
Me
will for front
neither.
row. Not gonna lie.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes. That was 100% worth it.
Oh, so worth it. I think
Oh, one
if we
more.
didn't.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say if I didn't get that, I think I would have been livid.
I agree, especially after we didn't get Outsiders. And one more thing I want to add prior to moving on from Gatsby and news. One thing that really, really irked me.
Oh.
The people sitting next to us,
Oh.
they had seen the show like 15 times. They sat
Insane.
there the entire time, humming in the front row right behind the conductor, talking to the conductor and talking to the musicians, trying to get the cast attention. They were doing the dances. I'm sorry, if you're in the front row center, have some respect for the people around you. Case closed.
Yes, why are we singing? It's not a sing along. Not a sing along.
So yeah, pissed me off.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so sorry, I read a funny message, everyone.
Guess we're moving on to the show review of Gypsy.
Dun dun dun.
Which is iconic. We have thoughts with Gypsy, so just be prepared. But before we get into it, let's talk about the lottery. So we've been entering the Gypsy lottery for a while now. We've won a couple of times, but unfortunately weren't able to go due to I won once and then a snowstorm was coming. And it was a Tuesday, so we seem to have luck with winning on telecharge on a Tuesday. So this Tuesday we decided to go. It was $64 each, right? The lottery?
I think 69.
69, which is a lot more than what we usually pay for lotteries.
Yeah, significantly more. I think it's the most expensive lottery right now.
We usually pay between 40 45 the most,
Yeah.
sometimes even less. And we accepted it because we're like, okay, Audra, obviously, whatever. We really wanted to see it. We especially want to see Audra. So we go, and we were early, which I don't know how. We're always somehow early, and we see the security guard handing out something, and Michelle goes, "Oh my God, go, go, go." Because we're like, oh no, are they canceling the show? Because that's, we have PTSD from Death Becomes Her. But no, they're handing out slips because Audra was unfortunately not going to be in the show that night. So, you were offered a refund or to rebook. We won lottery, so we decided to go into the box office and ask if we could rebook. Because yes, we do love understudies, but we, in our hearts, wanted to see Audra. And that was a major reason why we were going.
Yeah, neither of us had ever seen her live. We
Yeah,
were
we
really
just,
looking forward to it.
and we both seen Gypsy on stage before. I mean, not on Broadway, but we've seen the show. So we were more, and yes, again, we love understudies, but we wanted to see Audra. And we asked the box office guy, and what did he say? He was just like,
He was
no.
like, he was like, no, you can't because you won lottery. He was like, I can fully refund you. And then I was like, so you're saying we would have to hopefully win again? And he was like,
Yeah.
yeah. So it's either full refund or, and you have to enter again, or you just kind of deal with it when everyone else is getting offered to be switched to other days.
Yes, and at that point we were already in the city, so we were like, all right, let's just see the show. We entered the theater at like 6:35, and I look down and I have an email from Telecharge, and it says, now our tickets were already scanned, so that's a problem. And it says that I could rebook for a different date.
Which is crazy because, like, why did that come so late? Because if we had received it earlier, we would have just gone with that. And also, I don't understand why it didn't match what the box office had said. And that really made me angry.
Yeah, it definitely did, 'cause we probably would have, and just 'cause again, we just really wanted to see Audra. And even like now, like I don't really want to see Gypsy again, but I want to hear her, which is annoying. And I don't want to pay $69 again, but whatever. So, we decided to stay, and we had a very interesting experience. A lot of people rebooked. The theater was very, it was empty. I mean, there was seats, people stayed, but it wasn't packed out. And it was kind of shocking for a show on that scale to see so many empty seats around.
Yeah, it was really sad, actually.
Yeah, I felt bad for the performers. And in that moment, I was okay that we stayed because I did feel bad for the performers. But I would say one of the most annoying crowds ever.
Oh
But
my
we'll
God.
get to that. We'll definitely with the ambiance, but I'm still, whenever I think back to it, I'm still shocked.
Me too. I'm just shocked at how it was handled. And
Yeah.
I think what also was just very sad is that most people did decide to change tickets. And we went into the theater. The theater maybe had like 50% capacity or less. It was empty for a Broadway
Yeah.
show. And at that point, I mean, we felt like happier that we kept the tickets because, I mean, the poor understudies and everyone else in the cast, like, they still
Yeah.
deserve the support.
Definitely.
But the whole thing was just very upsetting how it was handled. And what's upsetting again is again we get notified like 30 minutes prior to showtime, where at that point it's too late for us to really make a change of decision.
Yeah, it's not like we live in the city. Like we travel, we pay for parking. Yeah, they have to get better with that. I mean, that's frustrating. But we also, on the flip side, we did get orchestra, right orchestra, row I, seat 18 and 20, and the seats were incredible. So
Yeah,
that was
that's
a
true.
positive. The seats were incredible. That theater is raked so well.
So well, and the renovations look beautiful.
Yeah, so that was cool to see. But yeah, so that was a little upsetting. So our rating might be a little, I don't know, like a little different. I don't know if Audra would have made a huge difference, but
I
we'll
mean, the woman
see.
we saw as Mama Rose, like, she put her whole heart into it. I don't know if it would have made a huge difference. Maybe a little bit with casting choices. Like, I almost feel like we can't really rate casting choices accurately because we didn't see
Yeah,
who
we
was
didn't
really
see.
chosen. But I don't know. I guess getting into the review a bit, we're gonna do this review the same way we do all our reviews. We rate a few different categories on a scale of 1 to 10. We add up the average, and then we see what is our true rating out of 10. The different categories are costumes, set designs, sound music, songs and music, sorry, choreography, book, ambiance slash crowd control, casting choices, and acting and pacing. And of course, we always do an honorary bathroom. You used the bathroom this time. I don't think I did.
I use it twice.
Yeah, you like your potty. But it was, I remember it being a
Was good.
decent. It was okay.
Yeah.
In terms of what Gypsy is, in case there are people out there who are unaware, Gypsy is based on the real life story of the famous burlesque stripper, Gypsy Rose Lee. The show starts out with her as a child, and it's between her mom and her younger sister, baby June. Her mom, Mama Rose, is trying to launch baby June in the vaudeville market as a celebrity. She wants her to headline her own show. And Louise, who becomes Gypsy Lee in the future, she is kind of like backup to baby June. She's put in the background, never in the spotlight, dresses very tomboyish, is kind of forgotten about. And in the process of trying to make baby June a vaudeville star, she ends up meeting Herbie. Herbie is a retired agent, but Mama Rose is desperate for help. So she ends up kind of using her looks to coerce him into agreeing to become their agent because he really is in love with her. Jump ahead, baby June makes it in the market. They become vaudeville performers. Jump ahead 10 years later. Now, baby June and Louise are adults. Baby June is still doing the same routines. Mama Rose is still leading Irby on, and still refuses to marry him. And Louise is still in the background. Baby June is really ready to move on to the bigger and better things. She wants to become a real actress. She's stuck of playing a baby. And Mama Rose says no. So baby June ends up leaving with no notice. She marries one of the background dancers, Tulsa, and they go off and live their own life. And then, surprisingly, at least in this version of the show, you never see them again, which I don't think is in every version. Then Mama Rose is hyper fixated on what could I can't give up. It's my dream to make one of my girls a star. So she ends up trying to now put Louise into the spotlight, creates her own show around Louise. And they think that they are booked at a vaudeville club, and it ends up being a burlesque house. And Mama Rose is so desperate to get Gypsy out there that she agrees that Gypsy will go on stage and strip. This is when she first picks up the name Gypsy, and Louise becomes Gypsy. Gypsy Rose Lee ends up becoming her stripper name. Gypsy ends up falling in love with the craft. She's known to be a lady. She never actually shows any skin. She just kind of teases the audience, which puts her into the limelight. She becomes a huge star. Her and her mom still don't see the eye to eye to things. And at the end, the mom is kind of like, when is it my turn? And that's when the song Rose's Turn comes into play. Everything resolves. Herbie runs off. He's sick of waiting around to get married. And that's kind of the end. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you're good.
Thank you.
That's Gypsy in a nutshell. It's an interesting story. Very interesting.
It's an
Great
interesting,
songs.
yeah.
But
But I don't think this version of it did a great job with it.
nope. We'll talk about it, shall we?
So I think in this case, we should start. I don't know. I almost part of me wants to start with the book, but the other part of me wants to start with costumes like usual. What do you think?
Yeah, we could start costumes.
Costumes didn't wow me.
Not even a little bit. And I thought they were going to.
What's sad is that, so besides Gypsy, Gypsy meets these three other strippers who kind of really introduce her to the craft. And their costumes are supposed to be big and elaborate and like over the top crazy.
Yeah.
One of them lights up, one of them plays horn and trumpet, the other one's supposed to be like a ballerina butterfly. The costumes were so underwhelming. And you know, the characters, they're only on stage for the one number. And it was so disappointing because that's supposed to take your breath away. Like that number is one of the big parts of the show.
Yeah, you're so right. Maybe the costumes were a problem too, because we felt like the stage was not being utilized. They should have had like wow costumes. They were not. They were very like ordinary. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you think of a
Yeah.
stripper, it was just that.
I
And
felt
like
like
I
it was a
wanted
college
something.
production.
Yes, I was just about to say that, but I don't want to be mean. So I agree.
I think it's fine. I think we gotta give our honest reviews because it just none of the costumes wowed me. Even Baby June's costume, like it was supposed to be like 4th of July-y type. Typical
Yeah.
baby doll type dress, but like it wasn't like a wow, this is supposed to be
No.
like an up and coming star. And even Louise's reveal as a stripper, the costume was very
No.
underwhelming. And I felt like
Just glittery.
it was, I mean, it was glittery, it was pretty, it looked great
Yeah.
on Joy Woods, the color complemented her, but I don't think it was like wow, this is Gypsy Rose Lee, she's a huge
Yeah.
star.
And it didn't transform her at all.
No.
Like, we didn't see the transformation at all with that character. The costumes were just.
Even Mama Rose, I don't think she changed costumes like almost the whole show. She was almost in like the same outfit the whole time.
Didn't she change it to a black dress at the
I
end?
think she changed like once or twice and that was it.
Yeah, I think once. I think it was just into the black.
Yeah. And her wig got a little more gray to show time was passing.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
They changed her wig a couple times, but there really wasn't much progression. I didn't find any of the costumes to be like, wow.
Yeah, no.
For me, yeah, go ahead.
I would give it a five.
That's what I was gonna say too. I agree, we're aligned.
Look at that. 'Cause it
Also,
was like pretty,
you know what I
but
realized? Aren't we missing a category? This is the same category as we did last week.
yeah.
But we never don't, didn't we used to talk about directing too?
I think we jumbled it all between choices,
You're right,
acting
you're right.
choices, directing. Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, I feel like we're missing a category for some reason.
Yeah.
Set design.
Two. No, not a two. I was gonna say, oh my God, two. Maybe it is a two. I don't know. It was underwhelming. Like, you have a huge stage. A huge stage. And there was nothing.
Nothing. It was supposed to be minimalistic. Like, it was like they were trying to do like Sunset Boulevard on the Majestic stage. Like,
Like,
there
what
was
the?
hardly any set. The only set I really remember is like the bedroom, and there's a little bit of like a behind the scenes backstage set of the dressing rooms where the strippers are. But
And the
that was
Chinese
like,
food.
and the Chinese food, which I was like, that gets. It looked like the Chinese food, which was one small scene, like the Chinese restaurant, had the most elaborate set out of everything. Even the set where you finally see Gypsy performing as Gypsy Rose Lee was so underwhelming. It was like all of a sudden the stage opens up and
Yeah.
she's in a jungle, but like you could tell it was like just like a painted backdrop. Like it really like
It was so underwhelming. I wasn't like, wow. Even like her dressing room too,
yeah.
when she's Gypsy Rose. I was like, what? I was like,
It felt
okay.
small. It should have been grand door. It should have been big. You have a
Yeah.
huge stage. Stage that Phantom was on, for God's sakes.
It was like literally so underwhelming. I did not like when they were in the like alleyway, like the stage door, when Tulsa and is her
Louise?
name Louise? Thank you. When they were there, it was just like stairs. Like, why couldn't they just add like, I don't know, make it more feel like you're in an alleyway, like
Like,
buildings on the side or like something. Like, because I was able to see like when Herbie went up the stairs and then out,
Mm-hmm.
I
You
was
could
able to
see
see
it.
him leave the stage. Like, and that just broke me out of the story because I was like, oh, he's literally walking off of the stage right now.
Even just give me a bigger brick wall.
Yeah, like something. Like, transport me into that time period. Like,
And
do something.
that was the thing too. With this version of Gypsy, it was so minimalistic that you almost couldn't tell what time period you were in, besides for some of the costumes and like the hairstyles, which give it away, and
Yeah.
the language. It you couldn't tell.
No, you definitely couldn't. And it was like, what? It needed a focus in a way that it failed miserably. Like, I feel like the director was just like trying all these big, elaborate things, but it just needed to focus on one, and it would have done so much better.
Well, I think the problem really was, I think all of the other crafts got forgotten because I think the director was just focused on Audra. And
Yeah,
I
like,
think
I think
that's
of
why
it.
on especially on the night that we didn't see Audra, I think you were able to see all these other flaws because Audra is not there to hide it.
Yeah.
Like even at the end when she was singing Rose's Turn, there's just the big sign, you know, it's very well known, the light up sign that says Rose and lights. But there was never any like other mini types of roses that popped up. You know, that happens a lot too. It was just like, it was so bland.
Yeah, it was so bland. For a show that's gypsy, I was like, I sat there, I was like, are we really watching Gypsy right now?
It
Because I
didn't
feel
feel
like,
like it.
yeah. I was shocked. The set, I would give it a three.
See, I'm going less. I think like I'm between a one and a two. I really didn't like the sets. I think I'm gonna
Yeah.
give it two.
Yeah.
Songs and music, you know, it's Gypsy. The music is fantastic. It's
Yeah.
some of the most well-known songs on Broadway. So I feel like that alone, you have to give it a good rating just because it is the music of Gypsy. Like Rose's Turn is, you know, one of the most
Iconic.
well-known older woman belt songs in the Broadway repertoire. You know, If Mama Was Married. Great song. The song that Tulsa sings was fantastic. Together Wherever We Go, like such a well-known song. So it's like, do you rate it based on the music is like such great music, or do you rate it based on how it was
They
done in this
say,
production?
I think we're gonna rate it based on the music because we're going to talk about the acting and that's when we'll rate it because that's kind of where that category would be because Gypsy is iconic, like, and I want to make sure, like, we love the music, we love the songs. Acting wise, that's where we had
And
a
I think the
problem.
acting wise brought down the songs.
Yeah,
For me,
definitely.
I give the we're basing it just on the songs and music alone. I think it's a nine. Like one thing
Yeah.
I love that Gypsy had a real overture. You know, you
Yes.
don't get that with Broadway nowadays. And I mean, it's a long overture. I think it needs to be a little shortened, but or then, but the, again, that goes down to sets. Like, why
Yeah.
during the overture are we looking at a blank stage? They could have at least done something with the Broadway lights around the stage,
Yep.
like a little light show.
That's the first thing we said. We're like, give us a little something.
Yeah, we had nothing. But I think music alone is a nine.
Yeah, I agree. I'll give it the same.
Choreography.
See, that was a miss for me too.
Really? See, I felt a little better about choreography compared to other aspects.
The only thing I remember is Tulsa's, which was a 10. But all everything else I don't remember.
Well, that's the reason I would give the
Okay,
show
so
a
I
higher
agree
score is
there.
because of his number. So Kevin Kosolak, or Kevin Solak, I always mispronounce it. He played Tulsa. His number,
That was a 10.
his dancing was stunning, and I do think that number in particular was choreographed really well to show him off and what he does and what he's capable of.
Definitely.
Some of the other choreography, it was cute, nothing really wowed. But I think for that number alone, like I feel like I would give choreography like a seven.
Okay, I agree. The problem is for me, I only remember that.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So you
I'm
would
gonna
you
give
still give it a
six.
7? You're gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, because I only remember that. And if
Yeah.
we're thinking of a 2 hour show, I feel like that's fair. I don't remember anything else. Nothing else wowed me the way that he did.
There wasn't really much other choreography. I mean, there's the part that with Baby June dancing.
Yeah.
It was cute. Nothing wowed.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Nothing
I think a
crazy.
6-7 is fair.
Yeah, definitely.
The book. You know, it's a classic story. I think the book of Gypsy is fantastic, but here's my issue. If we're
Yes.
reading this version, you could tell they cut out a lot.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. They cut out way too much, and I think that's what hindered a lot of it.
Some of it just didn't make sense with the parts that were cut out.
Yep.
Like, for example, it's out of nowhere that June and Tulsa run away together.
Like, I
You
was like,
never see
huh?
them flirt. You never see them have even the slightest interaction. And I know there was a scene that was cut out.
They should have had, instead of Louise, put June watching Tulsa dance.
You know, I don't remember, but I thought the movie version of Gypsy, it was June. Let me look this
I feel
up.
like that makes more sense. I mean, I thought Tulsa and Luisa,
Louise.
I thought they were going to get together because they flirted throughout the whole movie show. Because remember the gift he gave her for her birthday?
And
They were like,
that's the thing too. That storyline out of nowhere just like drops.
yeah, and she wasn't even upset that June married him.
I'm trying to find a copy of the movie. Oh, in the movie it is also Louise.
Oh, it is. It's so strange to me. So maybe they cut like a conversation between June and Louise about it. I don't know.
It just felt like something was cut. Like I've seen the movie a bunch of times. It definitely was not as detailed.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things where we're both like, huh? Like, what?
I 100% think they cut things
Yeah.
out. Even like I'm reading the synopsis of the movie version. Like there's a whole thing in the movie about like how the reason why they're struggling to get booked into theaters is because sound films are becoming more popular. That was never mentioned in the Broadway show.
No, I just assumed because they were getting older.
Trying to see what else. Like it says at the end, Rose's Turn is sung on a stage, like an abandoned stage. You couldn't tell where that was taking place here. Whatever it was, there were definitely things missing.
I will say Rose's turn, I thought they were out, she was outside in the street.
I thought so too.
Okay, good.
Maybe in this version she is, but just again, it didn't make
It didn't
sense.
make sense. There was a lot of misses here
I
and a
feel like
lot
the
of
book,
confusion.
I think I give the book a 5.
I was about to say that too.
Stop reading my mind.
Yeah. They
Ambiance
definitely
crowd
cut them.
control, 0. Can I give a
Literally.
0?
I'm about to give 0 too.
First of all, the crowd control was horrible. It's known. Everyone
Horrible.
knows you can't get into Broadway shows with food.
Yeah.
The girl behind us snuck in some sort of really smelly Indian Mexican food, and the smell was
Yeah.
so strong, we were getting so sick. And to cover the food, she took perfume and was spraying it everywhere. The
Yeah.
ushers saw, they were doing nothing about it. I mean, I think the ambiance also got lowered because half the crowd left.
And, but like also I wanted to be transported into like because they're performers. So when I walked in, I wanted to be transported into that kind of atmosphere. Like
Yeah.
even if they had like I love Gatsby and the fact that you walk in and you have music from the 1920s playing. I wanted something along that effect when I walked into Gypsy to be transported into the story. Because the stage wasn't doing it for me. I
No.
mean, even Water for Elephants did a great job with their stage. When you walked in, you felt like you were in the circus.
Yeah.
I wanted something like that from Gypsy.
There was nothing. And I just think, I don't know, I thought the vibes were very bleh. Like,
Yeah, no one was really clapping loud, or it was
and it
very.
makes a difference when an audience gets into the show. It makes you get more into a show. And
Yeah.
it just felt very sad the whole time. I felt bad for the cast the whole time.
Yeah, me too, because I felt like people weren't as enthusiastic as they might have been if Audra was there.
I agree. But yeah, I think even just based on the crowd control and the fact that someone was able to sneak in with food and like people were getting sick by the smells and like it was just so poorly done. I give it a zero.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree, because I was not happy.
Which we've never given a zero anywhere before.
Wow.
Casting choices. Now it's hard because we did not see Audra. Maybe if we saw her, the casting choice score would be higher. The woman who played Rose, you could tell she tried very hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, her voice, I mean, I think she was nervous, but her voice just was not strong enough for Rose, in my
And
opinion.
I hear a lot of people say that about Audra too, that her voice isn't the sound that's needed for Rose.
Well, you really want a big Broadway belter. And Audra is not
Yeah.
that. Audra is an incredible soprano. She's an amazing operatic singer. And
Yeah.
that, but that's not really Rose. But even like separate from the Rose part and seeing the understudy, I also was not really wowed by anyone else. Like I thought Jordan Tyson's June
Yeah.
was very whiny. I felt like she played it whiny instead of like diva-ish.
At first, I was like, okay, that makes sense. And then her voice was getting me like, I was like, okay, enough with this like whining voice, because like now I don't understand the characters of June, because I'm just like annoyed by her now.
I thought Joy Woods was a great Louise, and you could really see the growth within the
Yeah.
character. And you know, when she comes out as Gypsy Rose, like she looks stunning. But also like towards the end, I just kind of felt like she was yelling. I felt like she also wasn't playing the diva. Like it was too quick of a change.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, is there's a difference between being mad and yelling and like being so done that you stop yelling. I feel like this production just characterized being mad as just screaming at each other. And I felt like in certain moments, like when Joy Woods, well, Gypsy Rose and Mama Rose, when they have that argument, Joy was yelling. I felt like in that moment, it's more powerful if she was just like calm to Mama Rose instead of both of them just yelling. In this production, there was a lot of just yelling, like Herbie too. When he's done, when he's decided I'm gonna leave, I wanted him to approach Mama Rose and just be like, I'm leaving, like I'm done, like this is over. I feel like that would have made the statement more than him yelling.
Yeah, I do think that Danny Burstein did a good job with making you feel sympathy for Herbie throughout the show.
Yeah,
Like the
yeah.
way that Mama Rose dragged him on, like you felt like his pain. But in my opinion, I think really the best castings of the show were Kevin Zolak as Tulsa.
Yeah.
And I think Leslie Margarita as Tessie Tura, I think she stole the show when she came out on stage.
Yeah, definitely.
She added a breath of fresh air that the show needed by that point because you were so bored. It was like, give me something good.
Yeah, honestly, I agree. I agree.
I don't know, no one else really wowed me. I mean, I understand why they casted the cast the way they did. Maybe we would have felt differently if we saw Audra. Maybe the chemistries are different, but I just felt very disappointed. It felt very two-dimensional.
It really did. I felt like I left being like, what? And like, I thought I was gonna be like, wow, like Gypsy. I left kind of like, oh.
What would you rate the casting?
Five.
I think for me, I'm gonna give it a six. 'Cause
Yeah.
I did like Leslie and I really liked Kevin. Yeah. And
Yeah,
then that
definitely.
kind of leads us into acting and pacing, which we've been talking about the acting the whole time.
Yeah.
But again, I don't blame the actors. I blame the director. I think he was so focused on pushing Audra into the limelight and showing Audra like first and foremost that I think everyone got lost in the mix and had to do the best with what they could.
Yeah, I agree. I think the directing was the major issue. And I think the take on Mama Rose was the issue too.
But the question was,
So.
is it this specific actress's take on Mama Rose? Does Audra do it the same way? We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I think she does though, because I listened to one review of Gypsy and it seemed like they have the same take on Mama Rose, which that annoys me a little bit because I feel like it would be cool to see differences, but I guess they want a carbon
Yeah.
copy Audra.
I
I
think
don't know.
so. So what would you give acting pacing?
Give a four. I had a
Really, you're
lot
going
of
that low?
issues. I had a lot of issues with it. I felt like I was watching a reality show where everyone was just screaming at each other for no reason and no real understanding of what they were saying. They're just like, thought, okay, my character's mad, so I gotta raise my voice. And that was annoying me to the point where, yeah, I would
I
say.
could see that. I think for me, I'm gonna give it a five.
Yeah, because honestly, I thought I was gonna be wowed by the acting. I didn't feel moved by the end of it. I didn't feel a sense of like anything really at the end of Gypsy.
No, me neither. I was really disappointed by it.
Yeah.
So we're now at the point of the podcast where Skylar rambles while I calculate our totals.
Oh, ramble.
Ramble time.
Wish I ramble well.
Well, figure it out because I'm almost done calculating already, Missy.
Oh wow. Okay, so I think we left Gypsy disappointed in the fact that we were like, we thought Gypsy was now going to be like our top five, and it was nowhere near. We said to ourselves when we left, we're like, we need a really good day on Saturday to make up for this, because we were so disappointed in the show. I think it definitely has to do with the directing, and it was just like so disappointing.
The scores are in.
Wow. I'm scared.
You've rated it a 4.6 out of 10, and I got it a
Wow.
4.88 out of 10.
Wow. Wow. That makes sense, though.
Not what we expected going in, but what we're
No, I
left
thought it was going
with.
to be like an 8 out of 10 at least. Like,
Yeah.
before we saw it, I was like, we're going to love it. Like, it's Gypsy.
I know, I'm disappointed. But I don't know. We'll see. If we ever win tickets again to see Audra, I would give it another shot. But
That's what
we'll
I was just about
see.
to ask you. You think you'd want to go again?
Only if Audra's in, if we can guarantee seeing her. Or if they recast and it's like a really good cast at some point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think like maybe the cast has to do with it. I'd be curious to see Audra. I definitely want to compare the two. So, yeah,
So
definitely.
I guess that's it for this week. Once again, friends, please follow us on social media at Love Letters to B-Way with one Y on TikTok or on Instagram at Love Letters to B-Way with two Ys because one Y wasn't available. So annoying. And you can also follow us or reach out to us, I should say, on Gmail at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. You'll reach me 24/7. You'll reach Skylar at 5 a.m. We're in the 1 hour I am sleeping.
Yeah, and well,
That's
let's
it.
manifest quiz quick.
I manifest that we are going to see someone when we see the Jonathan Larson project, and we're going to have a really good time at Aladdin.
Yes. I manifest Little Shop of Horrors. Okay. We'll see you next week. Bye,
Beautiful.
guys.
Bye.